Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
When this happened, you talk about it on The Fan.
Here we go. First pitch time, 8:31. And Jeter swings. It's a high drive to left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Derek Jeter hits a first ball fastball deep in the bleachers in left field. And on the first pitch of the game, the Yankees take a 1-0 lead.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Back into it. I haven't been on since Friday. We've got a lot to unpack from the weekend. I'd much rather focus on the weekend that was with the NFL draft. Jets, Giants, the entire league. Also a walk-off win for the Mets when you needed it. The Yankees put up 36 runs over the weekend. And then they get shut out for the fifth time. This early on in the season. It's early. It's April. It's early. It's April. Yeah, they got shut out again. They left all the runs in Wisconsin. And I don't know. We'll talk about it tonight. Those are frustrating losses for the Mets and the Yankees. But the Knicks. I told you, Knicks in five. Gentlemen sweep. Jalen Brunson. Historic performance in the Rangers swept. So if you guys want to continue to live in that, we can. 877-337-6666. We don't have to live in this one night of baseball misery. We don't have to live in this one night of losing late. We don't have to live in this frustration that as soon as they build some goodwill, they find a way to wash it all away. I'll start with the Yankees as par the course, as per usual. I watched the whole Yankee game before the Yankee game started. At Keith underscore McPherson, I tweeted out, hope they didn't leave all the runs in Milwaukee. Yeah, I said, hope they save some runs for Baltimore. Judge in left field, Austin Wells batting six. Let's see it. What could go wrong? Well, obviously, what could go right with Alex Verdugo hitting cleanup over the weekend? That was fantastic. And I'm a superstitious type of guy. I didn't send a tweet Saturday. Doing family stuff, being a family man. I didn't send a tweet Saturday, and the game started off right where I was like, okay, I'm not going to tweet. And so I didn't really tweet during the games, and I got the result I wanted on Saturday and Sunday. 15 runs, great. Everybody gets them. Should have bet on it. Didn't bet on it. Just was so discouraged coming off that Friday night loss. And, you knew. Going into Birdland, facing the division rivals, Judge's first game in left field. Shout out to Lou from Astoria, who the last couple weeks had said something about Judge in left field. And I was like, no, he's never played left field. Well, first time for everything with Verdugo on paternity leave. You see Judge go to left field. Trent Grisham get the start. And I mean, shout out to Alex Verdugo. He's about to be a girl dad. Congrats to him and his family. Take your time. It is what it is. But yeah, clearly they were missing the dog in that lineup. They were missing the dog as their cleanup hitter. And their bats kind of went quiet tonight. I know they had a bunch of hits. We can look at the box score. We can look at a bunch of different things. But all in all, Gunnar Henderson starts the game off with a leadoff solo bomb. Clark Schmidt settles in after, pitches well. But, I mean, you can blame the umps again. I'm just done doing that. Standard, it's the ump show. That strikeout call on Rizzo was egregious. It's just terrible. It changed the whole inning. And that probably would have been the inning they got something going. But whatever. All in all, your New York Yankees lose to the Baltimore Orioles. And now they find themselves, let's see, in second place in the American League East. And actually, they're right there in the American League East. I mean, shout out to the Oakland A's over the weekend handling the Baltimore Orioles, taking 2 out of 3 from them. Appreciate y'all. But of course, the Yankees go into Baltimore tonight. And Volpe with the game on the line. Tighten up, my boy. We needed that. We needed that. And yeah, the Orioles get a run early and a run late. And 2 is enough to beat the New York Yankees, who seem to be feast or famine, depending on the night, depending on the series. And, you know, coming off of the Milwaukee series, you should have swept. It is what it is. But now, to win this series against your division rival, you have to win the next 3 straight. And I wouldn't bank on that. But what do I know? I thought they were going to lose the series to the Brewers after fumbling that game Friday night. 877-337-6666 for the Yankee fans to chime in with thoughts on Aaron Judge. At least Judge turned down his, teal, bright blue, baby blue accents and accessories like I asked for Friday. Now he's just wearing blue and white to match the team colors. Good. And I saw Judge got right over the weekend, but he's still not all the way right. And Volpe got right over the weekend. Birthday boys over the weekend, but he's still not right. Struggled a bit as well. But yeah, I mentioned the Oakland A's handling business against the Baltimore Orioles over the weekend. Well, the Chicago Cubs ran into the Boston Red Sox. And the Boston Red Sox handled business before the Cubs ended up coming from Boston to New York. I mean, the Red Sox put up 17 runs on Saturdays, beat the Cubs 17-0 in Fenway on Saturday's game. And then they beat them yesterday 5-4. And then they waltz into Queens, City Field, City Connect unis on again. And again, Luis Severino is flirting with a no-no. Luis Severino is looking like the guy. I was just talking to Paulie about how Yankee fans know when he's not hurt, he can be this guy. We thought at this time he would be the 1B to Gerrit Cole's 1A. Never materialized. And these games just never materialize. He doesn't end up going the distance, but he goes 8 innings, only gives up a hit, an earned run, 2 walks, 5 Ks. I mean, he took the no-hitter into the 8th. Stay tuned for my Casamigos big shot of the night. I don't usually award it to guys with it wasn't even a losing performance. It's not on him. I'll get there. I usually don't give it out when the team loses, but man, Severino looks good. Like, Severino is making David Stearns look good. 877-337-6666. But all in all, not enough going on the base pass. I mean, Nimmo starts the game off making it happen right away with a bomb, and you feel pretty good about yourself when you're looking at the way Severino is dealing, but then obviously it gets late, and bam, 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 bam. They sound the trumpets, and you know what? Edwin Diaz, as good as he is, he can get got to. He ends up giving the game away. And that's all she wrote. I jokingly said you can blame the City Connect uniforms, but that's baseball, Susan. You can have a no-no. You could have a 1-0 game looking like that's going to be the final score. And then when you get to the bullpen, even one of the best guys coming out of any bullpen in baseball, they can get got as well. Shout out to Chris Morel. That young man was just ready to go. Christopher Morel. I thought it was him. No, maybe it was. I saw something on Twitter. Let me go back to the box score. Oh, I see here. Yeah, so late in the game. Oh, shout out to Jameson Taillon as well. Jameson Taillon, former Yankee. 2022 Yankees facing off. Yeah, late in that game, you got Dansby Swanson. You got these guys, the Chicago Bears, Chicago Cubs, Christopher Morel homers. And yeah, that's a 3-1 loss in Citi Field. So if you guys don't want to live too much in that, we don't have to. I have to speak on it, obviously. I see Kodai Senga on my screen right now. There's some positive energy. They say he looks ready to go. He threw a nice little bullpen, and you got to see him in the Citi Connect uniform. He's on his way back. Help is on the way. Could be a nice little 1-2 punch with him and Severino. So Mets fans, 877-337-6666. Call me up. Tell me how you feel. You had it. You had a no-no going. You had a 1-0 win going. And then it got late. And a Dansby Swanson single. A couple other swings of the bat. And
call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Yeah, Mets lose. Yankees lose. 877-337-6666. I think the Giants won in the NFL draft. I think the Jets won for sure in the NFL draft. And I have to tip my cap to the way that they traded around, waited around, and got value, right? I think that's a Jets front office and a general manager with something to prove that specifically went out in this draft saying, hey, we're going to show people that we know what we're doing and we're drafting for right now and the future, and we can certainly take calls on what the Giants did, on what the Jets did. I was impressed. I think they added some young talent. They added enough guys to fill needs, and you'll see how the rest of time shakes out. And before you know it, you know, later next month, There's OTAs, and then the summer flies by. Ah, I can smell the summer in the air. I came out of my apartment this morning, and I'm like, it's already warm. It's already getting warm. And then I was working out outside, and I'm like, ah, I'm not where I want to be. But I got about a month to get to where I want to be. And then even coming in tonight, driving in tonight, feeling the warm still in the air, not having to wear a jacket. I'm like, nothing is about to break my stride. I don't care. The Mets and the Yankees are going to lose games. So what? I don't have to live in that tonight. I can live in the weekend that was with the fans that call the fans. So I'm sure I already see the calls lighting up Yankees and Mets. You know, it's a 4-hour KM to 2 a.m. So we've got plenty of time to talk about what happened tonight. If you guys are mad at Francisco Lindor, call me up. If you guys are mad at Aaron Judge, call me up. Those guys make a ton of money. They're supposed to be killing it every single game. Not enough. It's not enough. Well, yeah, I don't know. They're here, and then they're there, and then they're not there. But, yeah, all in all, two losses for the baseball teams. But I am impressed with the draft picks. Just the Giants' first two draft picks. I think those are two guys that are going to be starters for a long time on the New York Giants. And I really – I'm a low-key Florida State football fan. Like, I grew up rooting for them. Obviously, like, as you get older, you stop rooting for colleges that you didn't go to as much. But I love the pick of QB Jordan Travis in the fifth round. He's a kid that was playing winning football. You know, he's a kid that was with Florida State as they didn't lose a game. Their whole season was derailed as soon as he broke his leg. But let's see what that young man has. He might be better than Zach Wilson today. 877-337-6666. And, yo, I know we talked Friday about Malachi Corley. This Braylon Allen kid, as far as having him in your running back room, and I know they also picked up Isaiah Davis, but the Braylon Allen kid was a guy I was hoping that the Dallas Cowboys draft. Instead, they don't draft any running backs because they're going to bring Ezekiel Elliott back. Idiots. Anyway, back to the Jets. Eileen Gangrene. Man, this Braylon Allen kid could be... He could be RB2. He might jump Izzy. I think this kid is NFL ready. I think this is a kid that can be a short yardage back. I think he can be a complement to Brees. I think he can break open. I think he's coming out of a place that has produced a ton of running backs. So I really was impressed with the fourth round and first fifth round pick of the Jets. But we'll get into it. Jets fans, Giants fans, is wide open. And then last but not least, Knicks fans. Knicks fans, I know I have trolled you. I know I have made fun of you. I know I was always punching up as a stupid Nets fan, feeling like we got a little bit of run with the KD Kyrie era. It was short-lived. But you always hear me say, stay down until you come up. Oh, you're up right now. It's up right now. The scenes coming out of Philadelphia, a place that I hate, I've been to. I've been to the NFL draft there in 2017. I've been to Wells Fargo Center. I've been to Citizens Bank Park. I refuse to watch a game in the Link. But, man, seeing what Knicks fans did, and I've been on this for the last couple weeks saying, go, get in the car, and drive down there. The tickets are way cheaper than any ticket to get into Madison Square Garden is going to be. Why wouldn't you just gas up the tank? Get one of your boys, two of your boys, three of your boys, and make the trip. And you did. You absolutely did. Knicks in five chance, MVP chance, FMB chance. And yeah, FMB, cry baby ass. I love that he had a problem with how his arena sounded. They don't love you like that. You ain't Kobe. You're not the Eagles. You're not the Phillies. The Philadelphia fans were watching the draft. The Philadelphia fans were paying attention to the Phillies. They wanted no part of their hobbled MVP and another cast of characters who are about to be gentlemen swept, like I also said, out of the first round. I don't think there's any way they come up here and win this next game, just based on what I've seen. It was inevitable that you were going to get a 45-point performance, 47-point performance, from Jalen Brunson. And that's in the record books. That's all time. I don't care what he did the first game, second game, third game, he gave you 39 in a loss, fourth game, a vital fourth game that I think pretty much ends the series, right? I mean, Embiid got one game basically trying to Mortal Kombat his way through every quarter. This guy tried to fight everybody on the floor, every move that he had that wasn't a basketball move used, and that was their best shot, a 50-point effort from him. And now this guy's crying about, you know, the fans and how it sounds in there. I'm not calling out our fans. Who are you calling out then? The Eagles fans? The Phillies fans? The Flyers fans? They're the same. He said, but it kind of pisses me off because Philly is considered a sports town. I don't think that should happen. Well, it did, and it was predictable. And up here in New York, we were calling it. They took over your building in the regular season, and I knew that they were going to take it over again for the playoffs. And that's all she wrote for you. You're done. 877-337-6666. The Rangers. I don't think there was any doubt. I think looking at Ovechkin and the Capitals, they're cooked. I don't think there was any doubt in anyone's mind that the Rangers could and would sweep them. But I know you have hesitation because of the past history, going up in a series, whatever. This was different. And what's good about it is you get some rest. What's good about it is help is on the way. What's good about it is, man, this is the team that you're feeling like they're supposed to be. And I'm not jinxing anybody saying, you know, anything by saying they're supposed to hoist the cup. That's all that's been talked about. We want the cup. It's Stanley Cup finals or nothing. And so far in that first series, you handle business and you put away the Capitals. And now you can kick your feet up only for a little bit. I mean, on the other side, nice to see the Islanders fight back and not get swept. And that also helps the Rangers. So shout out to the Islanders. It took two overtimes, but Saturday they refused to lose. And the Islander faithful over in UBS get to see a win. It might be a gentleman's sweep, but whatever. We're on our way pretty soon to the second round. That's all I've got for my open. There's my 20-minute open. It's wide open for calls. 877-337-6666. We'll start with the Yankees. We'll start with the Mets. But how can we not live in what was from the weekend with the Knicks and the Rangers? Keith McPherson on the Fan. Call me up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.